It's a cold, wet morning, and I've come to a thatch-roof, dirt-floored wooden hut known as Aruku, which is the traditional meeting place for the Mapuches, Chile's indigenous people. Around 80% of their population live here in Santiago, and HIV is a growing concern, which they're starting to talk about at meetings like this one. Volunteer 22-year-old Carola hands out leaflets about HIV. She's dressed in traditional Mapuche clothes with a headscarf and beautiful chunky silver jewelry.
Personalmente yo pienso que la gente que ahora los jóvenes no se preocupan tanto de cuidarse.
I think that young people don't look after themselves enough when they are having sex because they don't learn about it at home. They don't understand that they can get ill. And a lot of young Mapuches are taught by their parents that because they are the indigenous population, they have pure blood, and because of that, they won't get ill. I think that children should be taught from an early age that they need to look after themselves when they're having sex. And at school, we were just taught about sex and biology rather than any of the health issues surrounding it. When I was at school, the children would laugh and the teachers would get embarrassed, so we didn't really talk about it.
Another young volunteer, Jonathan, thinks that access to condoms is also an issue.
Young people don't really use condoms because they are embarrassed to go and buy them in a pharmacy. And often they don't realize that you can get them free in a health center.
Sí, yo digo que igual es complicado porque los cuando por ejemplo yo recuerdo que la básica unos compañeros fueron a buscar condones.
But it's also hard to go to a health center to get them. I remember when a group of friends went to get some free condoms, and everyone knew where they were going, and they started talking about them and how they were having sex, so they felt discriminated against for going to get some condoms.
Wearing brightly coloured traditional dress and pouring out medicinal herbal tea from a big red teapot, Juana Chacapan is one of the community educators.
En los pueblos indígenas, digamos, este tema de usar condón es como no es buen visto.
Using condoms is still a taboo subject in our community. And also the idea of having just one partner is difficult, because Mapuche men will often have up to four partners, but they still need to learn to use a condom.
Another of the communities which is particularly hard hit is Chile's gay community. 89% of people diagnosed with HIV in Chile are male, and according to the Ministry of Health, the majority of them are men having sexual relations with men. The NGO Acción Gay has been running for the last 30 years, and its main office is in a beautiful old-fashioned house in the centre of Santiago. Marco Becerra Silva told me about some of the ways they help young people in the gay community.
En general, la gente llega muy dañada. Entonces, tratamos de poder apoyar también cuando hay necesidad.
Often the people who come to see us have mental health issues and are very stressed, so we give them therapy. And we also talk to a lot of young people about substance abuse, particularly with alcohol and drugs like poppers. We think that drug taking is a big reason people aren't making the right decisions and becoming infected.
Acción Gay has a little clinic where people can do a test to see if they have HIV or not. And there are therapy sessions for couples living with HIV. Downstairs, Marco takes me to see Jaime, who works with young people.
Well, I've been living with HIV for the last 21 years and working here for the last 20.
A big issue here at the moment is young people. What's happening with them?
I look after a lot of young people. And you're right, it's a big problem because they don't want to use condoms. They make all the usual excuses. They're too tight, hard to put on, take away the feeling. And the other problem is, now the state covers the medicine for people with HIV, they are not so worried. And there's also a lot of demand for unprotected sex.
So how do you convince them? What do you say to them?
When we first see them, we build relationships with them and advise them about the importance of using condoms. Because even if their partner has HIV, if they use the condom properly, they won't become infected. But it's hard, especially with the internet and phone apps where sex is so readily available. And sometimes they're so desperate to go and have sex, they don't have time to buy a condom or they don't have the money.
Nos hizo creer que porque no salía en los medios, ya no existía.
Que porque había tratamiento, ya nadie moría.
Que eso le pasaba a otros. No a mí, no a ti.
Que hacerlo sin condón
The government has recently run a big campaign on the TV and radio to raise awareness about HIV. But with elections coming up soon, it's unclear whether they'll start different types of sex education classes in schools. One thing everyone agrees on is that prevention is key if they're going to tackle the crisis. Jane Chambers, DW, Santiago, Chile.
Usa condón y tómate el examen. Más información en Fonocida, 800-378-800. Ministerio de Salud, Gobierno de Chile.